Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's Shotgun. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of a bunch of books on, especially if you're an eBay person. And Cliff's an attorney as well, and he's got the credentials. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We're talking about collecting your money from businesses, primarily business-to-business relationships, collecting your money from those folks. Why is it, Cliff, that the bigger the company, the harder it is to get your money out of them sometimes?
Well, because they know they can get away with it, quite simply.
It's called bullying.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. They know you're not going to sue General Motors over a $3,000 receivable. It's just not going to happen. You're not going to spend time and money on lawyers. They got inside lawyers that can fight you and can wear you down and do stuff
They got lawyers don't have anything to do until you sue them, and so they actually say, okay, now you got
right.
something to do.
That's right. That's why I'm a big believer in the minute you see that there's a problem, especially with a client like that, the first thing you got to do is, you stop working. You stop doing whatever it is you're doing.
That's hard to do.
It is. I'm not saying it's easy, but that's the only way you can be sure that a little problem isn't going to start out as a big problem. Now, again, you've given them their chance. You've called them up. You've talked them up. You've tried to work out a situation. Maybe if it's a small company, you try to get them to pay over a couple of months or something like that. But if you're still doing the work and if you're still running up real bills and charges every month, that's not going to solve your problem, Jim, because that small thing is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, even though you may be somewhat prestigious for you at, you know, cocktail parties or whatever, to be able to say, I do work for this big company over here, you know, if they're jerking you around, that is not a good relationship, and you got to get out, and
here's the thing,
you got to move on.
Don't go to work for a big company, for a big company. I'm talking about like Walmart size, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, big companies. Don't go to, if you have an opportunity to work for those guys, be mm-hmm. sure that you charge enough to make it worth waiting on your money.
Yeah, correct.
And you also will need a bank relationship who can help you float if you need it until they pay. Now, these people will pay. Eventually, they will pay.
Eventually, they do.
They will pay, but they might take 6 months to pay you.
Correct. That's right.
And so, but here's what I see. Well, I've had people call me lots of times and say, Jim, I'm doing a proposal on, I'm trying to get this company's business, and what do you think? And I say, well, you know, how are you figuring your pricing? And they tell me, I say, you're not charging enough. They said, really? Yeah. This is competitive. I've run one of the bids with this. I said, yeah, but you're not charging enough. Why? Because it's going to be, they're going to be a lot more trouble. And you're going to take longer to collect your money. And every single case, in 100% of the cases, they call me back and said, man, you were right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know it.
Charge enough, folks. Make sure
you charge enough to make it worth the trouble.
You
anticipate that they're going to slow down their payment at some point.
Yeah.
I think you have to. And make sure that doesn't impair your cash flow. Absolutely.
Right. Right. Now, when you're talking about smaller folks, though, smaller companies, if they don't pay you, it's not because they're being obstinate or bullying you. It's just, as you said, Cliff, they may just be in trouble. If they go more than 15 days, then I think you're right. They shouldn't go 14 days without you calling them. But if they go more than that, if they don't do what they say they do the first time, you got trouble. You got to start taking action.
You got to take, and the first thing you do is you stop providing services to them, or you stop supplying them. You know, in any situation, I often represent debtors too, people who owe people money. There are two people who almost always get paid in a situation like that. There are suppliers who are essential to the operation of the business. The business will not run
right.
if that relationship dies.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tend to get paid so much. People tend to pay their lawyers before they pay a lot of other folks. And of course, they're scared of us too. I mean, there's that. They know we know how the system
mm-hmm.
works, and we can beat them up. We can beat them up real bad. But the second type of person who gets paid are the obnoxious people,
mm-hmm.
the people who become pains in the poop. The people who, you know, are calling
mm-hmm.
every other day, they're sending nasty letters, they have their lawyers send nasty letters. You know, when someone's not paying you and you are not essential to the
operation
of that business.
If you're not bugging them, they're assuming you're cool with it.
Right, exactly. Or they'll put you to the bottom of the pile. They'll say, "This is a nice guy. He'll wait.
He'll wait. He's working with us.
He'll wait." This pain in the neck over in here. This, you know, we're going to pay him off because this guy's getting ready to sue. We got to get rid of this.
You got to find out what's going on, and you got to make sure you're a squeaky wheel. There's one other quick thing I want to say before we have to go, Cliff. If somebody you've been trying to get their business all of a sudden just shows up at your door and starts giving you a bunch of business, that's not a godsend. That might be a nightmare because that means they may have been cut off from somebody else.
You got it, man. Do your diligence.
Don't forget that. Exactly. Hey, Cliff, give website quickly one more time.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
Check it out. All his books, too, wherever their books are sold. Thanks, Cliff. See you next time.
You too, buddy. Bye.
Cliff Inico. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.